Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second, the second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting third, the right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth, the catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Woody Held. Batting second, the right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting 7th, the catcher, Joe Askew. Batting 8th, the shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting 9th, the pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Kralik. And now, play ball. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Luplow. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Hershberger moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is hit by the pitch. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alves moves to third. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alves scores. Francona moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. Luplow hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alves strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw juggles the ball. That's an error on McCraw. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McGraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carrion strikes out. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Herbert hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward juggles the ball. That's an error on Ward. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0-for-1 in the game. Kralik bunts towards first. McGraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Weiss covering, for the out. Kindle moves to second. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-2 in the game. Luplow hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nicholson throws the ball into Weiss, who tags Kirkland, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alvis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen strikes out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGraw strikes out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrion hits a fly ball into right field. LePlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0-for-1 in the game. Kralik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis pinch hits for Ray Herbert. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weiss moves to second. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Weiss moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weiss scores. Robinson scores. Nicholson moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Nellie Fox pinch hits for Ron Hansen. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Nellie Fox now playing second base. Al Weiss now playing shortstop. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. J.C. Martin now catching. Jim Landis now playing C.E. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al LePlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePlow is 0-for-3 in the game. LePlow hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGraw hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Martin reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.